Well, thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Thanks again to Coach Huckstep and her time, and we wish her good luck as she gets ready for the sectional, which comes up again next week. And again, Lebanon will be making the trip over to Garen Catholic. Not a bad trip over there. Just get on Highway 32, head east. Just look for the sign and turn right, and you'll eventually get there. Well, last night the Western Boone Stars were in action. They were on the road. This begins, well, it was going to be a three-game road trip, but it's only going to be a two-game road trip, and well, they're able to get a win at North Montgomery. The final was 41-33, second time the Stars have faced the Chargers, and second time the Stars have been able to get the win. So the Stars get their fourth win of the season last night, and to talk about his team's play is Stars head coach Dustin Oakley. Coach Oakley, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, a win does that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel a little bit better this morning.
Well, let's talk about how you approach a game against a team that you've already seen once. In fact, you saw them back on January 8th as part of the Sugar Creek Classic. You were able to get them that night, 57-31. What are some things you remind your kids of as you get ready for the second meeting?
That if we don't play well, we can get beat by anybody. I mean, that's what it is at Western Boone with basketball. And we knew it was going to be a lot of energy in the gym. It was senior night for both teams, girls and boys for them. They had some big Pacer halftime show, so just a lot of things, a good crowd for them. So that's what I was worried about, and I told the kids that we need to be physically and mentally ready to go. I mean, and be ready for 32 minutes. And I give a lot of credit. We had Marcus Stepp. He got knocked out in the first quarter. He took a charge and knocked his head a little bit, so he didn't play the whole game pretty much. So we had to have some guys step up through some of that adversity, and I give a lot of credit to our guys, take care of the basketball, only 12 turnovers, and a lot of that to Seth McClaskey that had to take over some point guard responsibilities. So it was good to see other guys step up and contribute in a complete team win for us.
Now, at this point, you may not know Marcus's situation. Will he be able to be back with you next week?
We're hoping. He's going to have to just get evaluated on Monday, but we don't know yet. We took the day off to postpone with Seager tonight, so I'm going to give him a couple days off. We're going to go hard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but, yeah, he'll get evaluated on Monday and go from there.
So no game tonight against Seager, so next game will be on the road at Crawfordsville. That will be on February 3rd, and so Stars will have a chance to get back into conference play. Getting back to last night's win, again mentioned on the road after playing a couple games at home, what do you see out of your kids? How do they handle things going on the road?
I thought last night, I think the coaches agree on our staff, that last night's win was more impressive than the Sugar Creek Classic. I mean, I think we're just trying to tweak some things and get our kids to understand the game better and our mental IQ overall. And we saw that last night. I mean, we grabbed a lead in the second half, and they were playing kind of a junk defense, a 2-1-2, and they didn't want to come out and guard us. So we're holding the ball, we're moving it around, and getting really good shots around the basket. And we didn't let the crowd affect us. I mean, the crowd doesn't want to sit there and see us hold the ball, but we need a win. I mean, we need an absolute win, and that was the best opportunity. We came out and finally knocked down some shots and got the lead, and we made them come out and guard us finally after they couldn't grab it. So it's a good effort from all of our guys and everybody contributing, getting some good minutes. Josiah Smith came in, Levi LaGrange. Bennington had to step into a starting role in the second half with Marcus out. So it's just a lot of things that we're seeing. I think we're starting to see some of their mental IQ just developing and making some good progress for us.
So you're on the road. You lose a starting player, important part of the, and you're going up against, though, probably not the defense you anticipated they would play going into the game. So as you mentioned, your kids had to think about it and had to make adjustments on the fly.
Yeah, we did. I thought they were going to go to it because we played two JV quarters and they came out and played the zone in the JV game. So we kind of recognized it and thought they were going to do it.
Because that's probably something they practiced on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we had good looks. It was just we could not shoot the ball well from three-point range. So I think we only hit one three. Seth hit one in the first quarter. Made some adjustments at halftime. We came out, we hit four threes in the second half, and then we went to a 2-3 trap. We tried to play a little bit more aggressive defensively, and it caused them some confusion, some turnovers, and then we got some easy baskets in transition.
Yeah. And so Stars are able to go on and win 41-33. Where was it in the second half where you were really able to establish your style of play?
kind of right off the bat, we had Benny hit a three in the corner right off the bat. Then Garrett had a drive to the basket to get us going. Elliot hit a couple threes. So we kind of gained the lead pretty quickly midway through the third quarter. And then, again, we held it until the end of the quarter. And the fourth quarter, they have to come play us man-to-man. And that's where we're super aggressive. They were yelling all night that Garrett Morton can't shoot the ball, and he just stepped into a couple shots and knocked him down. I mean, I'm proud of that kid. I've got a lot of confidence in him, and I told him last night, do I want him shooting 15 threes a game? Absolutely not. But I want him to have confidence. If they're not going to guard you, you know, we need you to just be in rhythm and catch and shoot. Yeah. And I want that confidence for all of our guys. So,
unless, of course, he makes 15 threes, and then
That's a different story, yeah.
Coach Oakley, along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, did you get to the free throw line? Did they foul you late? And did you make them?
We struggled about that. We finished 8 for 15, and that's one area Garrett needs to improve on. They fouled him intentionally a couple times to get him there, and I think he ended up 1 for 5 from the night. But we were very smart running our press break and knowing that we had to get the ball to Seth. He hit two huge free throws that we needed to steal the win. So it was good for him as a senior to step up and be strong with the basketball and step up to the line and hit those free throws. So I think Corbin finished with 10 points. He had a big game in the second half, had 8 rebounds. Elliot Young had 8 points, 9 rebounds. So just an overall team effort, and the contributions from everyone was really important.
Yeah. How did you see your kid's attitude after the win?
I thought we were exhausted. I mean, thought we were there for a long time. I mean, with all those events going on last night, I mean, we didn't even step on the court ready to play until about 8:30, 8:40. Yeah. And
That's late.
Yeah. And then
the girls went overtime.
Yes. Yeah.
So that pushed it back a little bit.
Right. So I think we're sitting in the locker room maybe about after 10 o'clock, 10:15. I mean, we were just exhausted from the whole evening. But that's where our conditioning comes in, and our mental physical toughness plays a big role in what we want to do in our program. And to get a win like that when you're down, I mean, it was only 17-11. North was winning at halftime. I mean, it was just a low scoring, trying to figure out that defense. Mm-hmm. And we stuck with it. We didn't get frustrated. And we just continued to believe in each other and trust each other and share the basketball. So that's why I think it's just a better win. It's a conference win on the road. It's a better win than what we did at Sugar Creek Classic. We're playing the right way, and we're going to get some more wins here down the road.
Yeah. Next up will be Crawfordsville. You'll be at their place, and Crawfordsville presents matchup issues, don't they?
Yeah. What worries me, and I told you about Danville, is just the offensive rebound. I mean, they've got some size. So we might, especially with Marcus out, we might need to look to switch up our lineup a little bit, and we've got to keep them off the offensive rebound. The Hensley is their leading scorer, good player, Wallace inside, and then we got to control Morgan. Morgan's a very good guard for them. So, but I think we playing there twice at Sugar Creek Classic, yeah. And we've shot it pretty well in their gym. I'm excited. I think we can get a win at their place, and we just got to step up and meet the challenge.
Well, again, Western Boone with the win over North Montgomery last night. The final 41-33, Stars stand 4-10 on the year. Next up will be a game at Crawfordsville coming up on February 3rd. Coach Oakley, appreciate your time and have a good weekend.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And to our girls, good luck to our girls today. They play Rossville and going into sectional play next week. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Dustin Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Bomb.